Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. When Biff Bradley came home this evening and found the Young household in a dither, he suspected some sort of celebration was up. And if it was going to be a party, he thought perhaps he shouldn't be there, looking, as he said, like something the cat dragged in. And then when Mr. Young explained that tonight Biff's father was coming to Elmwood with Nancy Wayne, Biff just knew he shouldn't be there.
Come in here, Biff. I want to talk to you a minute.
Oh, I don't want to talk, Mr. Young. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to get out of here before they come, that's all.
But, Biff, you haven't seen your father for weeks.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not going to be here. You feel the way I feel now, it's much better to be way off someplace.
Biff, I won't hear if you're going. You just got to listen to me.
Sorry, Mrs. Young. I just don't want to be here tonight, that's all. I can't take it. And it's going to be such a nice party, and you got everything all fixed up with the flowers and everything, and what's the use of having an old sourpuss around like me? I crab the whole party. I spoil everything.
Now,
dear. No, I just... much better be somewheres off tonight. Tonight especially. Just when he's coming. If you don't mind, I'll just beat it.
Biff, wait a minute now.
Biff just knew he shouldn't be there. And nothing the Young said could persuade him to stay. He tried to excuse himself and in a daze walked out the front door. Peggy's running after him now.
Biff, wait a minute. Biff, don't run away.
I'm not running away. I'm just on my way. I've got a date.
Biff Bradley, that's the biggest fib you ever told. It isn't true at all. You don't have a date.
Oh, leave me alone, Pegs, will you? Go on back to the house.
I won't do anything of the kind. I'm going to stay right here. Well, I guess I can stay here if I want to.
I
want to
be alone, Peggy, see? I don't want to talk to anybody. Now, go on back to the house. Your mother wants you. You got to go help her anyhow. Now, go on back, huh?
Where are you going, Biff?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I've got a date.
I'd like to talk to you for a minute, Biff.
Well, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to anybody. Will you just leave me alone, Peggy? Well, they'll be here in a few minutes, and you got to get back there.
Well, your father and Miss Wayne aren't here yet. And you're going to talk to me, Miss Bradley, if it's the last thing you ever do in your life.
Oh, what's the use of talking? You know how I feel. I went all over with your mother anyhow, and well, she knows how I feel. Gee, Peg, I feel terrible.
Well, let's sit down. Here, Biff.
Okay.
Now, Biff, what's troubling you?
You wouldn't understand.
Certainly I'd understand. Is it because your father might get married again?
Maybe. Oh, no, I don't think it is either. I wouldn't have minded it half so much if he prepared me for it. If he'd written to me and told me he liked somebody.
But well, how do you know he knew it himself? Well, how do you know it didn't happen all of a sudden? Well, without his having time to write you or anything else? Well, things happen like that. You know how it is, Biff. When you fall in love, you don't go around writing letters about it.
Well, look, he could have written to me about it. He could have told me or called me up.
Well, maybe there's nothing to prepare you for. Maybe he just likes her and wants to see how she fits in.
She doesn't fit in. She doesn't fit into my life, and she oughtn't to fit into his.
But how do you know, Biff? You haven't even seen her yet.
Oh, gee, Peggy, I just know how I feel, and I feel terrible.
But, Biff, your father's got a right to be happy. We're not the only ones who's got the right to happiness.
Oh, she's too too old to fall in love.
He's not so awfully old.
Well, sure he is. He's plenty old. He's my father, isn't he?
Well, maybe that doesn't matter so much. I mean, well maybe you can fall in love even at that age.
Oh, don't make me laugh. Nobody can fall in love when they're over 40.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure about that, Biff. Well, I'm not sure about it myself. And maybe it isn't that kind of love we feel. I mean, the way you feel for Gloria and I for Carter.
Oh, Pegs, of course it isn't love like that. You only love like that when you're young.
I know. But maybe it's something else instead. Well, maybe it's companionship you want. Well, maybe it's somebody, well, to talk to and spend the evenings with and go out with. Well, things like that. Maybe that's the kind of love you have when you're over 40.
Well, he could go out with me, couldn't he? He could spend the evenings with me and talk to me.
Yes, but it wouldn't be the same.
Okay, then let him have her. Well, I don't have to see her, do I? I don't want to talk to her, and I don't want to meet her.
Oh, but Biff, you must.
No.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
No, I don't, Pegs. He goes ahead and invites somebody out here we've never even met and we've never even heard of, and I'm supposed to like it. I'm supposed to come to dinner and be decent to her. I'm supposed to take it in my stride. Well, I won't. But my father and I were pals. I thought if anything like this ever came up between us, I thought he'd come straight to me and then tell me about it.
But, Biff, maybe he wanted you to meet her first, before he said anything.
Oh, well, I'm not going to meet her. I'm going to clear out and not come back until after she's gone. I'm going down to our house. I'll stay there.
Well, I was just telling Daddy nobody could stay there. Well, there's a foot of dust in it. Well, it hasn't been cleaned out in years. It's a terrible mess.
Everything's a terrible mess. Life's a terrible mess. I'm a terrible mess. Gee, Peggy, I just sort of feel as if Dad's let me down. He never let me down in his life before. But don't you understand?
But he hasn't let you down, Biff.
Peggy, I'm going. It's the best thing to do. And then there's no use in your talking or trying to keep me because I'm just not going to stay.
Oh, Biff, please stay. Look, I know you don't want to. And I know it's going to be terribly hard for you. But for lots of reasons. Oh, for ever so many reasons. Oh, Biff, please stay.
Well, what do you mean, for ever so many reasons?
Well, it's going to be awful hard on Daddy and Mama if you go.
For them? Well, what do you mean?
Your father will expect you to be home. I mean, if you're not, well, no matter how much they explain, no matter what they say, it'll embarrass him and them, too.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, you've been staying with us. Oh, Biff, don't you see that it's going to be an awful hard on Daddy to explain? It's going to put an awful damper on the party. And I really don't think you ought to do that to Daddy and Mama.
Well, I see what you mean by that. There's some sense in that.
Biff, I think you ought to be here. Well, you've got to be here when your father comes. Well, you owe them that much. Well, I don't like to have to say this, but I don't think you ought to walk out on them like this.
Okay, if you put it that way, then I'll stay. Only, you're making a terrible mistake in asking me to stay. It's just much better to forget about me for the time being.
Nope. Well, I want you to stay, Biff, for our sakes. I want you to be here when your father comes home.
Okay.
Okay, now, let's go back to the house.
All right, I'm coming. But Peggy, whatever happens, it's on your head, see? However I act or whatever I do, it's all your fault for dragging me back.
Well, Biff, you just may like her.
Oh, no. I won't like anything about her. And I'm telling you, right after dinner, I'm going to scram.
Well, that's all right, Biff. Anything you like. Just so long as you're here to greet your father when he walks in tonight.
Yeah. I'll be here.
Biff! Well, I'm glad to see you came back, son. I'm glad you changed your mind.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Young, I'll go upstairs and clean up. Remember what I told you, Peggy.
All right.
Well, now, how did you ever get him back, Peggy?
Oh, I don't know, Daddy. Well, I'm not too sure it's a good idea.
What?
Well, he's terribly upset and, well, it might be the most dreadful evening he's ever had to go through. Oh, Daddy, maybe we ought to let him go. I mean, after all...
No. I don't think so, Peggs. Now, he's got to be here when his father comes home. You know that as well as I do. He's got to be here when they walk in that door.
But even though Biff has agreed to be at the Youngs when his father and Nancy Wayne arrive tonight, he still isn't reconciled to the idea of even a possible remarriage by his father. Just how is he going to react when he hears his father definitely does want to marry Nancy Wayne? And now a message from our sponsor. Be sure to join us next time when Kurt Bradley and Nancy Wayne arrive in Elmwood. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a Modern Drama production.